Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry, and Celeste Headlee here.
Good morning.
You know, every time we do this, we get enormous numbers of responses where we turn people into economic indicators and have them sort of tell us what's going on.
There's a secret desire to be an economist.
I think there is. Well, everyone is an economist. I mean, in your own circle, you're the expert. That's right. We want to know what the economic situation is in your circle. Are you or your family having luck finding jobs? Are they getting more interviews, more job offers? Give us your story at 8778-MYTAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're going to get the August unemployment figures out later this morning. And anticipating them, perhaps, Vice President Joe Biden speaking yesterday sounded pretty optimistic.
Instead of talking about the beginning of a depression, we're talking about the end of a recession 8 months after taking office.
Well, has the economy improved this summer? There are some indications that a bottom has been found in places like housing and possibly employment. But according to a new CNN poll, 9 out of 10 Americans think the economy is still mired in a recession. We're bringing back Catherine Rampell, who joins us this morning for a preview of what the unemployment numbers might look like. And also, you know, beginning to see some structural changes, permanent changes in the labor force from these month-to-month figures. Catherine edits the economics blog for our partners, The New York Times. When we look at unemployment figures month-to-month, there's the business cycle fluctuations, there's seasonal fluctuations, but then there's some of these bigger changes that are starting to take place. What should we be paying attention to?
Well, in terms of the longer-term trends, we've been seeing, partially as a result of the recession, that more women have been holding more of the jobs on companies' payrolls. We've been seeing more and more older workers staying in the labor force longer. That's sort of a longer-term trend that's been exacerbated, I would say, by the recession.
This Pew study that came out yesterday, we reported it, Celeste, suggests that over the next 10 years or so, 93% of the growth in the labor force is going to be among older workers who need to keep working because their retirement situation is actually not terribly good.
Right.
And, you know, that's one trend. But what about jobs that you're seeing in the unemployment figures that are maybe not coming back in certain sectors? How does that break down?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Certainly, we've lost a lot of jobs in manufacturing and in construction, and those are industries that are very cyclically sensitive. You know, they sort of lead us into recession, and sometimes they lead us out of recession. But there are obviously a lot of concerns among workers that those jobs will be placed elsewhere in the world as opposed to coming back, at least in their previous form, in the United States.
Now, if and everybody says that the unemployment rate is a lagging indicator, it's the last thing to improve in a recession, right? And we're expected to see something on the order of 9.5% unemployment later today. If that's the case, where do you start looking for an actual turnaround where some of these cyclical sectors of the economy, like construction, are going to actually start bouncing back?
Yeah, you look toward construction, housing, you know, how many homes are on the market, how many months' worth of inventory of houses are on the market, how much new building is going on, durable goods. Durable goods are sort of the earlier versions of products that people
are washing machines, big appliances, cars are durable goods.
Yeah. And
unless
so,
you buy a Fiat, I suppose.
Exactly. Well,
actually, that's a terrible
comment
thing to
on
say.
That.
That's a terrible thing to say.
You can send your emails to John Hockenberry.
Right. Exactly. We love Fiats.
But generally, there are sort of ways to look at where products are in the pipeline, whether companies are rebuilding their inventories. If they're not getting a whole lot of orders, they might just be running down stock that they have in the back room. But at some point, you see them start to recharge their manufacturing process.
And that needs more jobs.
Exactly.
Finally,
a longer ways away.
Finally, if this CNN poll suggests that people are feeling the pain, 9 out of 10 say the recession is still around, does that mean people will continue to look for work, they'll stay measured as part of the unemployment rate, and that all those people looking for work because they're so concerned about getting a job will keep the unemployment rate high?
Not necessarily, actually. The way that the unemployment rate is measured, and this is technical, is that you have to be actively looking for work as well as wanting a job and available for a job. And a lot of people get discouraged. So if you stopped looking for work in the last 4 weeks, but you still want work, but, you know, you're not getting interviews.
You're not measured.
You know, yeah exactly. They say, okay, you're part of the discouraged workforce, but you don't actually factor into that official unemployment rate.
Well, discouraged or not, people are feeling the pain. Catherine Rampell, editor of the New York Times economics blog, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, you know, when you say 9 out of 10 people think we're still in a recession, that means it's not just unemployed people
right. That
are feeling like we're still in a recession. So we wanted to step away a little bit from some of the politicians who are already trying to take credit for the emergence from recession and hear from some people who are actually on the ground paying bills and paying mortgages and trying to find work and see how they're feeling. We're joined in the studio by Francine Morin. You are a hospital program coordinator. You were laid off in February. You're still unemployed.
Correct.
And we're also joined by Liz Gold. She's in Tampa, Florida, the mother of two and website manager for a Tampa Bay social networking site, momslikeme.com. Also, welcome back Cliff Hagedin. He's trucker and owner of Fort Gratiot Express Trucking. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Francine,
good morning.
Let me start with you because you're one of these people who may be included in the count on unemployment numbers later today because you got laid off in February. It's now September.
Yeah.
Still unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually getting interviews now maybe as opposed to when you first started looking?
I am actually getting calls finally after a long drought, and I have had a few interviews, including recently with the place that laid me off with a completely different department.
Hmm. And these are in healthcare?
This is healthcare at a major teaching hospital here in New York City. It's easier for me to transition from one teaching hospital to another. At least that's what the HR reps are saying because they say, you're fabulous, you're fabulous, you're fabulous.
That's positive. I wish people would say I was fabulous. That's great, yeah.
John, you're fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, obviously the decision makers may be out with their kids or getting back to school. So hopefully the decision makers will be back in business by the middle of September and I'll get more calls and probably more decisions made. But I'm out there, and I do know that I have value as a worker.
Are you one of the 9 out of 10 who feels we're still in a recession, but you're optimistic?
I think we're actually getting out of the recession. Because of the fact that when I look online and I look at jobs that are appropriate to me, all of a sudden they're there, and they weren't for a while.
Hmm.
So I've been able to just hit send, when I wasn't able to do that for a really long time. The fact that my own place of work called me back for another position
is a
very good sign.
So, Liz, you're the mother of two, and you're getting ready to go back to school. What are you seeing from other parents who are trying to buy school supplies and handle the upcoming school year?
Well, actually, here in Florida, we've been back in school for about 2 weeks now. So our planning for purchasing school supplies and clothes and everything started in July. And that was definitely, in my opinion, when we were still very aware that we were in a recession. And I saw mom after mom on the website scouring all the deals, definitely cutting back. Myself, I actually send my daughter to a relatively inexpensive private school. And this year, rather than buying the school uniform shirts that the school sold for $15 each, I hunted and found, a cheaper deal on a plain polo and then hired a mom on the website who does a little work from home now and then to sew the logo on the shirt. And so
nice.
I saved about
$7
or $8 per shirt by doing it that way. And that's something, as a full-time working mom, I would have never made time to do before. The company that actually owns momslikeme.com, we went through
Gannett,
two different,
right?
Yes, Gannett. We went through two different furloughs, one in the first quarter for the first for 5 days. So, we lost half a paycheck in the first quarter, and then we expected it in the second quarter, and that wasn't too big of a shock. And those were, just temporary pains in the budget.
But are you expecting another?
Well, actually, in the third quarter, they announced that they did pay cuts across the board
right.
for anyone that had not already taken a pay
okay.
cut.
So you're still feeling the pain of the recession?
Absolutely. I took a 5% pay cut in the third quarter, and I'm in digital. I made the transition from news into digital, knowing that's where the media is going.
And it's still hurting you. Cliff, you're out on the roads, a trucker and owner of Fort Gratiot Express. What are you seeing on the roads? Is there more traffic and more people delivering things?
Hi, Celeste. Definitely. I've been running so hard this week that, as they say, pedal to the metal, my foot has plumb gone right through to the radiator. I'm pushing so hard.
So you
would, great news.
Yeah, that's good stuff, although I hope you're not exceeding the speed limit. Do you feel like you're seeing signs? Are you seeing definite signs, or is it just kind of a feeling in your gut that the recession may be coming to an end?
Oh, it's ended. And in fact, we're so strong that I predict that we'll hammer right out of this recession fast. I see trucks are stacked, not stacked on top of each other because one can barely get underneath an overpass as it is. But okay, we are running convoys again, which
nice
means
okay,
instead of 8-10 trucks in a row, I'm seeing 40 and 50 in
a
row.
Wow.
Thanks,
that's
Cliff.
A change. Cliff Hagedin, trucker, owner of Fort Gratiot Express, also joined by Francine Morin, looking for work in the hospitals.
Fabulous,
and Liz
Francine.
Gold, a mother of two and website manager for Tampa Bay's MomsLikeMe.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.